Hello, welcome to another show, Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Emily Chen.
Hi, I'm Nick Dorian.
And I'm Kyle Mbaha.
It's going to be one of those days, guys.
As
it's
you can tell, energy's a bit low.
I woke up like 2 hours ago, you fucks.
We try. Okay,
before... So fucking show some love and subscribe, you bitches.
No, wait, okay, to be fair, we have new subscribers. And
Thank you. If
you're new to the channel, welcome. Welcome to our little geeky community.
Make it worth a fucking while, you fuck. Tired.
Kesian dia, sebab, you know, now is the time of Ramadan. Everyone yang sedang puasa, you know, happy puasa.
Sama berpuasa.
You go into the whole Ramadan, you feel like, you fucks. Fucking assholes, so you fucking subscribe.
But yes, welcome. If you are subscribed to us on YouTube, welcome. If you are unaware, we are also on Spotify or any audio platforms that you may find podcasting. If you're listening to this on podcasting platforms, then hey, head to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia, to see us be
do
silly.
Exactly what we do on the audio, but
you know, actually see the reactions all these additional things that we do.
That fucking thing is pissing me off.
What is
the red flash?
No, the monitor slightly.
Not level.
I'm like, are we level?
We are level.
We are level.
But the monitor is
a bit,
not.
Yeah.
Nothing straight in this country.
But, okay.
But anyway.
Especially in the submarine, there are no straight lines.
No
right angles.
I don't feel like we shouldn't have right angles,
though, should they?
It's round.
Yes.
Yeah.
Submarines are round.
I think we should. Like, maybe just cut the submarine talk for, like, 1 week. given recent events, maybe.
Hearts go out to those who, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Sorry, you were saying submarines, and I've been rewatching Arrow Season 2.
Oh,
thank God. I thought you were watching Hand for Red October
Like, they literally, Ollie and gang have just jumped into a submarine on the island. So I was like, how do you know I was watching that? And I was like, no, there was a new story.
Yes.
Okay, but before we jump into our main topic today, I have one thing to say. Like, guys who have been commenting on our YouTube channel. No, honestly, thank you so much for the outpouring of love.
YouTube or Instagram?
YouTube.
Okay.
Because the giveaway. Oh yeah, another thing. If you're submitting yourself for the giveaway for the Studio 12, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel and leave a comment and like the video and leave a comment on the latest video, which is episode 126, GIM giveaway. We're only going to choose people that have been commenting on that and following all the rules. So if you haven't done everything, then I'm sorry, you're not going to be part of the giveaway. We warned you twice.
Okay, calm down. You don't need to be so like
we'll figure out an easier way once we figure out an easier way.
Yeah, but for the people that have like commented, they've been very nice comments, like very hilarious, creative and original. Thank you. Yeah. And people who have... My instant regret because not following this channel earlier. I have fun watching this. My favorite one is, why the fuck didn't I know about this channel earlier?
Hey!
Yeah, no, another one saying,
let us know where you discovered us if you like, you know. Yeah, if
that's a bomb intro. For people who really like the intro, go follow our special boy, After Art, on Spotify, on Instagram.
He does the music.
Yes. Yep. And somebody wrote, okay, I found the best podcast and I love it. So thank you. Thank you for all the outpouring of love and support.
Nice. Yeah, we like to know where all these people found us from. Like, you know, like just comment and let us know how you discovered our little tiny podcast.
Yeah, and how did you find the little giveaway and stuff like that. Just let us know because we really, truly appreciate it.
Yep.
As much as we don't say it, you guys do keep the podcast going knowing that you're listening to us.
Even though I may call you bitches and assholes from time to time. Is that a dead lizard?
Huh?
There.
What?
No, it's just a piece of paper,
right?
Or something.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. But thank you so much for the support and love.
See dead lizards.
I see dead lizards.
Fucking Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh my God.
Holy Jesus, what are these goddamn animals?
But today's main topic at hand is the epic conclusion and the whole saga that was the Falcon and Winter Soldier show. Or as Amelia likes to put it...
the Flyboy and Grumpy Grandpa show.
Yes.
I mean, it basically is a Flyboy and Grumpy Grandpa.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be a spoiler-filled episode if you haven't figured that out. But hey, the internet spoiled the fucking...
everything for everybody.
My God, this... it's been crazier than WandaVision.
Really? Yeah,
it has. In terms of spoilers. I mean, like,
and also all the fan theories.
The episode launches, and like 2 hours later, someone posts, you know, like maybe the Falcon's costume.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you're like, bro.
I mean, okay, to be fair, I knew it was coming, but I'm like, I would have liked to keep it a secret what it looks like until I watch the fucking episode.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck anymore.
I didn't expect
everyone assumes that everyone has Disney Plus.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. Well, okay. We'll save the costume for last.
Yeah.
But before we get into the spoiler stuff of it.
Yeah. So spoilers.
What did we all think of it as a whole?
I liked it. I loved it.
Love to like.
I
was gasping.
You know when boys hear that, they're like, oh no.
No, I mean, I generally like. Yeah. Every episode, I was like, is. Sometimes, like, always has me almost in tears. Mm-hmm. If not in tears, like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, it, I mean, I love me some Sebastian Stan and Bucky.
I will admit to that it was a very human story. Yes. And it was very relatable for some reason.
Some reason?
There was some real shit going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of real shit, like...
And consequences.
Yes. I was genuinely worried after WandaVision, because I knew that it was supposed to be Falcon and Winter Soldier first, and then WandaVision, which, if you look at them, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because Falcon and Winter Soldier is kind of more...
upbeat.
Not just epic, but...
No, upbeat.
But it follows very similar storytelling styles and beats as the movies, right? But... leads you into this how they're doing the Marvel TV shows, whereas WandaVision
just throws you in the
fucks with you from the get go.
Yeah,
a lot of people are, I don't understand patience. Fucking <anyway. laughs> so even with this, like, yes, there is some patience required, but I like mean, right off the bat, first episode, like, I'm all gonna jump out of the plane, helicopter, fly. I fight the French Batroc de Leaper, which I still don't get how they. It's cool that they brought him back, but I remember when they first introduced Batroc, like, he's a dude that jumps. He's a jumping purple Frenchman.
What?
Yes, Batroc the Leaper. He leaps! To the low, the leap! Away from you, Captain America Steve Rogers.
Okay.
So you notice he's always wearing a bit of purple? It's like, okay, you know, he's a bit purple. Batroc the fucking Leaper. I enjoyed it. It's not as complicated, I guess, as WandaVision,
which isn't that
complicated. You just need some patience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it sticks to a formula. It sticks to a formula that everyone is very, like, knows.
And it's, I mean, you would not be able to get away from being woke in this show.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like,
yeah.
If you didn't address some of those moments, in this show, it would be like, really, you're not going to talk about it?
Yeah.
And I feel like you said, it was a more straightforward series than WandaVision was. Like, maybe I just didn't see it around, but I felt like there were a lot less fan theories about this than there were about WandaVision. Like, every episode, what does this mean? What does Agatha mean? Is Agatha here? Mephisto! And all that shit. But
you and your Mephisto!
Oh, no, there were a lot of rumors about fucking... ooh, Matt Murdock's gonna appear.
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
The power broker's kingpin.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Like, bringing the Netflix characters in.
Like Charlie Cox as Daredevil.
One theory I did hear was whether the power broker was gonna be General Ross. I could buy into that.
I feel bad for General Ross. That actor is like, William Hurt. It's William Hurt, right?
I can't remember.
Yeah, but he's
John Hurt's the other one.
No, it's not John Hurt.
Yeah, William Hurt, yeah.
Yeah, he's such an otai actor, and it was like, so you're just continuing on your character from the Hulk of like, I'm a grumpy general. And Liv Tyler is my daughter who somehow disappeared because her boyfriend doesn't look the same anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, I actually bought into that theory. I was like, that would be interesting, but I mean, like, we'll get into that.
But
overall... So. All six episodes are on Netflix.
Disney Plus.
It's worth a watch.
Disney Chumpo. Oh my god! If you guys haven't seen that little meme, you need to see the meme that Kai showed us about WandaVision.
It's hilarious.
Bapa aku robot. Mak aku.
Do we have a date for Disney Plus in Malaysia yet?
Belum lagi.
Raya.
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 If you don't release Disney Plus on Raya with Raya on Disney Plus during Raya,
it's just a missed opportunity.
Oh, such a missed opportunity. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Yeah. I mean, like, right now I'm paying out my ass with VPNs, but like, can I not, please?
Yeah. Come on, Disney Plus. We just want a date. We know you're coming. Just give us a date. Even if it's like, oh, we're coming in November, still, just give us a fucking date. I know it's there.
I think the CEO is my Facebook friend. I'm going to bug him.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. Yes, I did hear some piece of news, which I hope is not the case.
Are we not getting it?
Not that.
Because of
Malaysia's
inherent anti-Semitism.
Astro.
Oh, fuck off!
So Astro is going to introduce this sort of their own app streaming service. Which apparently might, and I hope this is a fucking huge might.
Oh my god!
Bundle Disney Plus into it, please.
No,
Astro, stop having a monopoly on this shit. Give other people a chance.
Okay,
I don't want the fuck.
I may have a job with Astro coming up in the next few months, but fuck it. I agree with his sentiment.
Thor agrees with you. Like, stop it. Give other people a chance.
I agree.
No, but is HBO Go bundled into Astro?
Might. No, that's the thing.
No, but you have HBO Go.
Yes, it's bungled. Bungled. I mean, to be fair, it's also bungled into Astro Go, but it is its own app, but you need an Astro subscription in order to gain access to HBO Go.
Which is then in competition with Max's TV app.
They have a TV app?
Yes, Max's TV.
DM pun
Stop
ada.
It. Stop
with,
it.
DM pun ada.
Netflix and Viu.
Double Unify.
And whatever the fuck.
iQIYI. Mubi. No. Mubi actually good.
Just.
But anyway.
Yes, anyway.
Don't fuck with Disney Plus. Just give it to us.
Okay, calm down. Nick, calm down. He's so worked up about it.
Now moving on to the Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yes, which is on Disney Plus.
Yes. Now we're going to get into the spoiler modes of it. So if you haven't watched it, skip this part. Come back to us when you have watched it. Mm. But
who knew Captain America would come back?
No, who knew that Captain America was Mephisto?
Oh my god.
Okay, the second that Marvel does Mephisto, even if it's like 50 years from now, I'm gonna get a call from you. I knew it was Mephisto. I called it. Fuck.
I called it since WandaVision. Mephisto, it was that fly.
Is he your favorite character?
No, I just wanna buy into this like bullshit that people are like, it's Mephisto. I just really enjoy the fact that everyone is like, Mephisto. I don't even know where it started from, but people are like, Mephisto.
I don't even know who he is.
He's basically Satan.
Yeah, essentially.
Except they couldn't say Satan.
So it's Mephisto.
Because.
Not even Mr. Mephisto.
No, the
Catholic
Church doesn't have a copyright on Satan. What am I talking about?
It's just satanic panic.
No, it's kind of like, it's basically their way of having a heaven and hell.
Mm.
Right?
Without selling people
out
to the dogma.
Non-denominational. Religious thingy. So, you know, Mephisto's version of hell, maybe that's another dimension.
Mm. Yeah.
Or maybe it's actual hell. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know? So, shit like
Lucifer.
That.
Who played it in Ghost Rider again? Was it not Dennis Hopper?
That
right?
wasn't Mephisto, though. They actually played him as. Wait.
Hey, no, it is Mephisto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
Henry Fonda. No, not Henry Fonda. Which Fonda?
Peter Isn't Fonda? It? Oh, yes. Peter Fonda. Yeah. Peter Fonda, yeah.
But then
you have
Lucifer.
Lucifer's DC.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So in DC, they flat out say, yes, there is a heaven and hell.
Sorry, yes. But Constantine is DC. Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, because DC is just like, no, it exists. Whereas Marvel's like, no, it doesn't.
We'll create our own
world.
Yeah.
It looks like hell, but it isn't.
When they introduced zombies, they couldn't say
call them zombies.
They called them, what was it, Zimbabwe? I don't know.
Let me Google this. Marvel zombies.
Zaboombies.
Because I know
the Wumbies.
Bombas?
Wait, hold up.
The
Wumbles.
The Wumbies? Just no, because now they can say zombies. I'm talking about in the 60s, where it's like, oh no, the zombies undead. Are controversial.
The undead. The undying.
Because oh, why are you no, letting our children read these comic books of violence?
No. They are called zombies with a Z.
What?
Oh, zombies.
What? I don't understand. What do you mean zombies with a Z?
Oh, wait, dumbass.
Of course zombies with a Z. What?
They spelled them. They spelled them. Fuck it. Yeah, but anyway, this is a good show. Thank you. Yeah, very good night.
No, but okay. Coming back to the emotional power of Falcon and Winter Soldier, I mean the last episode, like starting from the last episode.
Okay, I guess we're starting from the last episode then.
Just saw it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean that bit with Isaiah Bradley. I mean, justice for Isaiah Bradley at the end of the day is like,
sweet. I was like, you know, I was like sitting there going like, you didn't.
Just introducing Isaiah Bradley.
Oh my God.
That was
cool. Because I didn't think they would.
I didn't know this character existed, but you knew this character.
I knew a bit, but not completely. Mm-hmm. I think I only knew a bit because I started reading Young Avengers.
Right.
So that kid that's with Isaiah, he later on becomes a young, what was his name? U.S. Patriot or something like that. I can't remember. U.S. Patriot?
I think it's U.S. Patriot. Oh.
Something American.
Yeah.
So that was like, oh shit, okay. And it's, you know, because it's cool, like, it ties it together with the whole Tuskegee experiments and, you know, like, using African Americans in the military back when they were like, you are cannon fodder. Mm-hmm. We're never going to talk about how you saved the country. So, like, that shit is cool. I think it's fucked up that Bucky never told Steve. Because, you know, Steve would put that right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand Bucky was in Wakanda. And Steve was AWOL.
I mean, like, you know.
But you, at some point, you're
I mean,
Steve, there's a black guy in America. Okay, sorry,
but. No, but I mean, Bucky for the longest time wasn't in his right mind, to be fair, until.
And then he went to Africa.
And then he went to Africa to recuperate. And
found himself.
No, and then he got better while he was in Africa, and then shit went down, and then Steve is no longer here. So, I mean, I guess it's okay.
But he could have told him at some point.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Because that's fucked up. Like,
he had a lot of things to deal with.
And I mean, I think
did
it's...
he?
Yes. You know, I will stand by Bucky.
He was herding goats and practicing not going mental when people read random Russian words.
Oh, but that moment...
Cheer. Linen closet.
34.
32 grams of tea. I was just like,
no, but that moment...
It's a sequence of words you will never put together.
But that moment when he finally was free of those words and he broke... And that was the first five
episodes. And then he got over that and he was still herding goats. He could have been like, called up, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Black Captain America.
Yeah, needs your attention. Get to it.
But he was also... I think... Because Isaiah also didn't want anything to do about it.
True.
You know, and he was very vehement. He was
a very grumpy old man.
Even more grumpy.
Grumpy old man with superpowers.
Yeah.
And I feel that it's very relevant in the... Oof. Thunder.
No rain, though.
No, that's a weird thing. Last night, about 3-4 in the morning, heavy thunder. Like, really, like, strong-ass thunder.
Really?
No rain.
I didn't get any
But
rain.
It's just... Boom!
No,
like,
but like,
what the fuck?
Yesterday afternoon, there was like a huge, beautiful crack of thunder, and I'm like, but no rain.
No rain.
It's a very pretty thunder sound, but like,
no rain.
You got rain to go with that thunder?
It rained in my area for like 5 minutes, and then that was it. But yeah, coming back to Isaiah Bradley.
Black Metal, no rain.
And like that, and that episode in particular, after that encounter, it was so, like, quintessential.
Which one? The first time they met Isaiah?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's
so
very relevant for this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
It's so quintessentially current America.
Yes.
I was like, you know, like, Bucky and Sam were having
an argument.
Even to this
day, like, the whole fucking, you know, like, you've done your duty. Now you're fucked because we don't look out for you after the war's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, apata lagi Isaiah, because like you know, like they want to bury. I mean, you know, the only reason he's still alive is because
we didn't
think
test
he's
this
dead.
On black people.
Yeah.
Steve was the first.
And the thing is, you see that comparison between Steve Rogers, Captain America, and his. They're essentially the same, but one got treated like shit, got imprisoned for 30 years.
That now makes me wonder that Howard Stark,
no.
and that German and Stanley Tucci, the German scientist,
uh-huh.
were they the ones doing the fucking.
Must have been, right?
Because then that makes me go, wow, you guys were a couple of dicks too, huh? St- Steve don't like bullies.
No, no. No, but I mean, how...
Okay, before anything, can I just say, since we're talking about Steve, I was really...
Hoping?
Not that he'd turn up. I was really hoping once, what's his name? Falcon became Captain America, that during the fight, he'd be... I can do this all day. I was waiting for it. I was like, you're not gonna say it, man.
No, he had the other line, I don't want to fight you. Which, I mean, is one of the lesser known Captain America lines, but Steve Rogers did say it a few times, I don't want to fight you.
Or to me, like, flip it over and the most non-white statement you could say ever, you know, where he's like, beat someone down, Wu-Tang! DMX! I see DMX. Oh shit, did you guys see DMX's procession?
No.
Through New York, going to Brooklyn. Holy shit.
What? When was this?
A few days ago.
Okay.
What?
It was on a big wheel truck.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Like, the wheels were as tall as this door.
What?
Fuck
the...
me.
Okay, with monster. It's a monster truck.
It's a huge
truck.
Yeah.
With his coffin on top. And you're like, ho, and fucking dudes on... Like those four-wheel ATVs behind the procession, just going from, like, I can't remember from where to Brooklyn. It's like, whoa!
Are you even surprised that DMX would go out like that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, combat.
Yeah, so.
Unfortunately, Falcon did not do any of that. But I want to come to his suit. Why they all gave him the Batman neck?
What?
Here's the thing. It is the most comic accurate suit in Marvel so far.
Yeah.
Like, but ridiculously comic accurate. Yeah. And I didn't like it in the comics.
I mean, I look at him like so uncomfortable. His ears, like I said, the side of his head.
The reason why I say
the neck is so uncomfortable.
The reason why I say Batman outfit, because I mean, Michael Keaton's Batman, he couldn't move his neck. It was just.
Neither could Kilmer, right?
And so now Falcon is Captain America. Well, now new Captain America is like, I will save you. Hold up. What's over there? Like, I'm like, he can't move his neck.
Like, at first I was like, holy shit, that is exactly the costume from the comics. Followed by, that's going to get dirty.
Yeah. I know, it's so white.
Yeah. It's so white.
The costume, color white.
Like, I get it. It's like, you know, it's like going like Cap was red, white, and blue with the emphasis on the blue.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then this Cap is red, white, and blue, emphasis on the white because I'm a black man.
And also because it harkens back to the OG, like, Falcon outfit, right? A bit.
Falcon outfit is some like, wow, this is what you think Africans dress like?
Right.
No, I read something.
No, very disco.
But I've seen Sam in comic books in that outfit. So was that like when he was Captain America?
Yeah. As Falcon, he was, what were the color schemes? Red and gold?
Okay. I was not expecting.
Rough first appearance Falcon?
I was not expecting a Falcon Captain America hybrid. I was expecting Captain America suit.
He was a winged Captain America.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So like when I went, I mean, I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Green and gold
and spandex.
Right. Yeah. So I was
like, look at that, and then you look at what Boney M used to wear.
Yeah.
And you see where they got it from.
And, you know, the first appearance of Falcon, just in case you didn't know he was a Falcon, let me hold an actual fucking Falcon.
Yeah, because all the little Red Wings, his Falcon in the comics is called Red Wing.
Yeah.
Oh. So now they're just drones, which he calls Red Wing.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I love Chris's comment about that. Like,
yeah.
Chris,
what comment?
Our friend Chris Higgs, he was like, I mean, you know, like, basically Sam is just like an accessory to all the Red Wings, right?
Ouch.
Because he doesn't do much, right? Because, I mean, the Red Wings do everything. And I'm like...
I mean, this was Falcon's Captain America outfit in the comics.
Yeah, see? It is exact. Like, all the way till the...
Yeah. I remember seeing the white and red outfit.
But I'm trying to find... Because somebody pointed out, which actually made a lot of sense. If you looked at... John Walker's Captain America outfit, there's not a lot of white.
Because
the white symbolizes purity and innocence, which he clearly did not have. So does that mean Falcon is more innocent?
Boy Scout?
Actually?
Yeah, he is. He is pretty much. I mean, he is.
Whatever it is, his laundry bill is going to be high.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure the Wakandans built in, like, repellent. into the white paint.
No, you know they have those like the you know those sprays now, the waterproof
spray.
Yeah, maybe it's like that.
I'm sure it's like a vibranium like blend. It's a vibranium blend. I love it. Like,
I'm sorry, I'm just not imagining Sam taking his suit to light some Korean auntie to do his laundry.
Cannot wash. No chemical, nothing. Cannot wash. How? Absorb nothing. Absorb nothing. Cannot. Dry clean also cannot. How? Broke my washing machine. No. Broke my machine.
No, they just need to bring it to one of the Wakandan like community centers, and then they can clean it for
him. To Africa.
No. I'm
remember
sorry.
At the end of Black Panther, they set up all the outreach centers in America, in the States. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure there is one in New Orleans where he can.
I want to see the scene in season 2 of Sam and a Korean dry cleaning auntie.
They should hire the recent winner of the Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars. If you have not seen her acceptance speech, you should watch it because Ajuma Power, man. Ajuma Power.
Oscars be strange this year, but yes.
But yeah, it's, to me, the white, like I understand the symbolism. It's just, ooh, that's not practical.
It's
yeah.
It's a very bold statement. I get it. It's just not very practical.
But I have to say, like, when he first does, like, appear with, like, the flying and the...
His angel moment where he comes down with the girl.
Oh, my God, yeah.
For me, like, his flying and the shield, I was not expecting that. And I was, like, absolutely, like, going, like...
Like, okay, heavy rain. That moment when Captain America... I have to call him Captain America for now, because, when he comes down with the girl, didn't Dogma have a scene like that too with Ben Affleck coming down from the sky?
No, that was just Ben Affleck by himself. He did not bring a girl.
Wasn't he holding Matt Damon or something? No. Okay. But I felt...
I've been rewatching a lot of Dogma because I found on YouTube, what do you call it? Because I love DVD commentaries, which now no longer exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, because who buys DVDs?
Yeah.
But you can have a commentary.
I know, but you don't see streaming sites with a lot of commentary options. Which is
actually
annoying.
Why don't they?
Exactly.
Right?
Why, guys?
So, you know, during COVID, a lot of people posting commentaries and stuff like that.
Yep.
Now, Dogma is interesting because...
Kevin Smith.
No, because Dogma is the one movie that no studio owns. Harvey Weinstein owns personally. That's why there's re-release.
Yeah.
Because
Frozen.
Yeah. So there's not... nobody knows there's ever going to be a re-release of Dogma. So you can actually find Dogma on YouTube. Clear as day.
Because they're going like, fuck you.
You gonna sue me? He's in prison.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, fuck Harvey Weinstein.
So Dogma is the one of the few where someone has synced the DVD commentary to the video.
Oh,
nice.
So I'm like just sitting there listening. Back in the days when Kevin and Ben used to make fun of each other.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
And then, that was where the birth of podcasting came from, I would say.
Yeah. So yeah. Dogma. He just does the with the leg tuck.
Yep.
And land. And Silent Bob is the one carrying Bethany.
Okay. Because I felt like very reminiscent of Dogma for some reason.
Because of the wings.
But I mean that honor of, again, Captain America, like, I don't want to fight you. Because that's the thing I realized with Marvel especially. They're villains... are not really villains. Like, they're just misunderstood.
Okay, but this villain though...
What, you mean Carly?
Yeah.
Yeah, Morgenthau. I mean,
It was... When we were watching the last episode, Eva said something which I found very interesting.
Mm.
Where she was like... Because, you know, it's already the last episode, so you know what her agenda is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? And she was like, why is it I can kind of agree with Thanos, but I can't agree with her?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found that interesting. And my response to that was, the way Thanos is doing this thing, he is so confident that it's going to work, right? He has absolute confidence. And you actually even see, like, the distribution of wealth changes. Whereas Carly is very young and angry.
Yes.
You know? So it's a, like, what do you call it? You don't see the... Once you get past the anger, it's like, okay, what are the practicalities of this compared to Thanos's, you know, like, have you seen this planet now? It's thriving. Da 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 da. I did that, and you know.
But
I can. But no. But okay. So
do you agree with Carly?
I can get behind her values and what she's trying to do,
yeah.
like her mission.
Yeah.
Her execution probably leaves a lot to be
yeah.
desired.
Yeah.
But imagine Greta Thunberg with powers.
Yeah. I mean, if it was
she'd be killing whalers left and right.
Yeah. I mean, if it was Greta Thunberg, like, you know, like, actually, if it was Greta Thunberg with superpowers, it'd be sorted. It would actually, I feel like it would actually be sorted.
You never know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the serum does change some shit.
As
we saw with John Walker.
Yeah.
Because it amplifies who you already are. Yeah.
And can we just say John Walker, like, such an American name.
I mean, come on, U.S. agent. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're one step away from Texas Ranger, son.
Isn't Steve Rogers also a very American name?
I mean,
Walker. And John.
Walker, Texas Ranger, man. Come on. You know, okay. Like, John
Steve,
Walker.
Steve, you can trust.
But John?
John.
Walker. We'll walk right over you.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to ask you this. Did you hate John Walker?
Sometimes, no. Yes.
I mean, look.
That's the thing.
I get John Walker. He's a fucking soldier. Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Who has been also failed by his own
government.
System.
Yeah, he's been failed by his government. And I get it. Like, I get his motivation. Right? Is he right?
No.
But I get his motivation.
Yeah,
you but know? You know, it's a person that's trying to do everything right to a system that has failed him.
And also once he takes the serum, the way his behavior is also a lot more changed.
Yes. Which is it but amplifies.
It fits with the fits. Comic character because like at first I was like, okay, this is interesting because he's kind of like blonde haired, blue eyed American boy who wants to serve his country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the comics he was a government assassin who realized like, you know what, I'm gonna be with the good guys. But he was obviously not Steve Rogers because Cal would be like, we need to do this. You know, John Walker be like, let's shoot these motherfuckers face.
I mean, John and his friend were from a similar situation. Yeah. They were black ops. They did things for the government that cannot be, you know.
But he had much more of a, I'm doing this for America and my country kind of vibe.
Very
Boy Scout.
Very,
like, you know, he's the Boy Scout that feels betrayed, whereas Steve gets betrayed and he's still like, but I know what's right.
I still believe in the American way.
Yes.
Because like that sequence where he was dismissed from his service, I'm like, that speech that he gave, I sympathize. Because it's like, I did everything you asked and this is how you're going to treat me.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Which I mean,
fair enough.
I didn't, with all these comments and articles.
Death threats.
Come on, guys.
I know, I'm like, okay.
I'm sorry. You're giving Marvel fans a bad name, please.
A separate character and actor, okay?
Never forget that he was also the guy in 22 Jump Street who wanted to break through the ceiling with Channing Tatum and just keep pushing through.
He is also the son of Kurt Russell.
Yes, and Goldie Hawn.
He is the son of Ego.
Yes, no.
Living planet.
He's Goldie Hawn's son. It's Kate Hudson. That isn't Kurt Russell's daughter.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yes. But I didn't buy into that.
That what?
I hear the throw you up.
I didn't buy into all the hate for John Walker because to be honest, I understand.
Oh,
It's not it like people hated him because what the fuck he did. Like
kinda,
I'm like
okay, a part of me kinda understands the hate simply because I feel like a lot of that hate comes from people who discovered Captain America through the movies, not the comics.
Mm.
So to them, it's like, you know, like
You're replacing Steve.
Like to them it's like, oh, this is the character that you're gonna have to replace Captain America, whereas those of us who know who U.S. Agent is.
Yeah, we know he's
going to... like, I mean, look, we know where this is going. Can we calm down? He's not... Bucky or Falcon are going to be Captain America.
Yeah.
Chill.
I mean, I didn't know who U.S. Agent was until Kai told me about it. But then even then, I'm like, okay. But I mean, like, just give the TV show a break.
Yes.
Just give the show a chance. I mean, even I could go... I mean, yeah, of course. When I first, like... I'm like, when they first introduced him, I was like, I'm like... my first immediate reaction was a white guy. You can't like. I mean, because I don't follow. No, wait. Just hear me. I don't follow the comic. I'm like, you in this day and age.
Yeah.
You. The government. Of course. I'm like, of course, the government deigns it appropriate to to ultimately cast, not the show, but the government in the universe, cast a white, blonde, blue-eyed. Of
because
course,
there was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy before.
Yeah, I'm like, of course they
That's
would.
That's America.
And like,
it's so insulting to like,
although these,
America.
And like, these death threats, though, it does make me think. That's the same kind of reaction people have for like shows like Bold and the Beautiful.
What?
Yeah, like it's soap opera level.
Yeah. Like they'll go out into the streets, and when they see the actors, sometimes they'll even slap the actors, going "Fuck you."
There's like there's one Bold and Beautiful actor. Like he wanted to take a break. The fucking writers got death threats. Bring him back. The actor got death threats.
Okay, I mean,
like,
okay,
come back. It's okay, like, whoa, buddy.
For me, when it comes to like actors and death threats, it's like what's her name, Tran in like Star Wars,
Kelly Marie Tran.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that was some racial.
Like
shit.
That I mean, was, you know, like for me, it is like just very misguided people. Like for me, it's like just calm the fuck down. It's just a TV show. I love TV shows, like you know.
But yeah, coming back to what
but
you
guess
said
what?
About
it's not real. Coming back to what you said, about
coming back to what you said about how the government would choose a blonde haired blue eyed.
I mean, but of course
and
they would.
That
and
comes back to that line of what Isaiah Bradley said that they will never be there will never be a black Captain America.
You were gonna say my, black America, right?
There will never. Wow, are you gonna say right here and now?
No.
Are you gonna make a statement about America, son?
There will never be a black Captain America, which again was proved wrong. I mean, Sam became Captain America, and we do have a new Captain America now.
Well, I mean, he just took the title because you know, like, come on, like, I mean, like me, like everybody else is like, Sam, you fucking idiot, why'd you give the I'm like, I'm with Bucky, I'm gonna beat you up because he gave it to you, Sam.
Again, like when Sam gives it away, I understand also, because we all go through that sort of thing. It's like, this is,
I am not worthy.
I'm not worthy of this. This is not mine to hold. Like, I'm sorry. Yeah,
I like how they play the whole idea. Like that shield is not just a shield.
Yes,
like it's a symbol.
Yes.
So if you're gonna pick it up, you better
step up.
Yeah.
You know what? I was a bit disappointed that we didn't get a post-credit scene of Sam now going back to that bank and going, so
what
now,
bitch?
Now am I going to get that loan for my boat? Come on.
He's fixed his boat already. You don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But fuck it. I want that loan.
No, but I love, actually, like, the, I mean, I guess for a better, for back of a letter, the
back
letter
of a
term.
Letter.
Back
letter
of a letter
term,
word.
No, the wokeness, the immediacy, the relevance
yes.
of
I mean,
all
that banking
the issues.
Scene
yeah.
Is
it's very
more painful to watch than like a torture scene.
Because it was like,
it's very reflective of what is happening in the world right now.
Not just that, but also like the obliviousness, the ignorance of people. Like, oh, you mean, you know, Stark didn't, you know, they didn't hook
you
up.
Have,
I'm like,
fund?
Like,
what the fuck do you know about my life?
Like,
he's
it's
a
like,
soldier.
Like, yeah, like he's a soldier. Like, bro. And like, if you haven't noticed, the Avengers are not around anymore. Yeah. Stark is dead. And
Stark has a daughter. So I think that would be priority number one.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and also like,
it would be a bit weird. It's like in the will and all my money goes to the Avengers and my daughter gets 10%.
Like, but yeah, the obliviousness, the ignorance of people who just assume that all, like, okay, to a certain word.
Then that does bring up a question. Where did Vision get the money to put the down payment on that piece of land that they were going to build a house in New Jersey?
Well, to be fair, Vision doesn't have to eat anything.
And
he doesn't spend money.
He doesn't get paid, though, does he? He's a fucking robot. I don't need money. I don't eat. He put a down payment on land in New Jersey.
Why New
Actually,
Jersey?
Actually, not even down payment. He paid it up in full.
Why New Jersey?
He wanted to move to the suburbs.
Yeah.
But Jersey?
What you got against Jersey?
Yeah.
At least the Hoboken.
Oh. Vision doesn't seem like a Long Island kind of guy. Oh, you want Vision in money-making Manhattan?
No.
He doesn't want an apartment.
He doesn't want,
get
the
penthouse.
He doesn't want that life. Yeah,
you know,
he
wants
suburbia.
A front yard.
I don't know.
Yeah, he seems like a very like retirement home.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe.
Hey, at least, how different would the show be if you wanted to retire to Florida?
Oh, gosh.
Want to be like, I did not know Vision at all.
And Vision became Florida Man.
next to a Jewish retirement community. This is weird.
No, I don't know. Like, maybe he just siphoned money away from...
Vision was a career criminal in the background.
I mean, he had the power.
Yeah.
He had the technology.
Notice there's some in, you know, funds don't seem... Oh, nothing to worry about, sir.
He's like, what do you mean?
But okay, one thing I do want to get onto is the big twist at the end that Sharon Carter... It was Sharon Carter all along.
Her aunt's not going to be happy in her grave. But yeah.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this.
Why?
Like, you didn't like Sharon Carter being...
Evil?
Hey, she had to... She had to survive.
Her country... She was a running theme in this entire show. Her country failed her.
But for her to turn around and be the power broker, I mean...
Just making money, money.
Why?
Money, money.
She has a very particular set of skills.
And maybe it's another thing of like, Steve trusted you.
Yeah, but she also feels betrayed.
Yeah. Like, no. Can you imagine?
I sided with you to help you out with your little civil war, and then you all disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, what? Because I got no powers?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, even her family was affected.
Okay.
Like, your entire country disavowed you.
And maybe also it's the thing of like, what would your aunt think? I mean, like...
Yeah.
But again...
Aunt Peggy would be like, that's not the way we do things.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but again, like, this is like... Yeah, but they're separate and different people and should not be held up to certain standards sometimes. I mean, I know it's a family legacy. Yeah.
Carter!
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
My question is,
who's going to take up the mantle next? Aaron?
Nick, fuck off, fuck off.
No, but actually my question is, how is she a Carter?
She's...
Because Peggy...
Didn't Peggy have siblings?
Yeah.
In Britain.
Yeah,
they could have came over.
Yes.
On the Mayflower.
Not on the Mayflower. Oh, little Peggy's doing very well in America.
Maybe we should join her.
I say, wouldn't it be nice if our daughter was born an American?
Oh, these traitors.
Off to live in the colonies, you see.
And look what happens when she was born American. She betrayed the Carter family name.
Yes. Again, this whole pedestal thing.
Alan!
She's a Carter!
No, again, this whole pedestal thing.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. I can understand it, but I'm like, she needs to survive. She needed to survive in a very tough environment. Yes. And the only place she could be was somewhere that was basically like an underworld. And
Madripoor.
Yeah, right by Indonesia.
Yes, but like, it's so Eastern European.
Yes.
Like,
oh, because, you know, the Dutch went there.
Hey, that's so very far from Eastern European, huh? It was so Eastern European. I was like, where are all the bajau?
I don't know. Part of it felt very China.
Really?
Like that bridge. I was like,
Yeah, that was nice.
This is something I want to bring up because somebody wants to claim this is Singapore. So,
Singapore, right? Yeah, Madripoor. Yeah, Madripoor. Because Singapore is so dodgy.
Sorry, Maga, but for you to say you freaking love this pirate town since it's a fictional depiction of Singapore,
no.
One can argue and refute the case, but Singapore representation, you know,
no,
Maga,
what,
no.
Maga,
no. What, how? No. You are not lawless. You guys can't even cross the road without the crossing.
What part of Singapore, apart from Geylang, looks like this?
Not even Geylang.
Geylang doesn't even look like that.
Geylang is the cleanest fucking hood I've ever seen. All right?
That's some Eastern...
The front of the submarine is a hood.
Yeah, there's a 15 minutes, 10 minutes away is an actual hood.
Like, how many stray dogs that might bite your leg off exist in Singapore? You have stray otters, dude.
Yeah.
Stray
you guys
otter
don't,
families.
You guys don't have enough neon lights.
This is not a fictional representation of Singapore. And like I said, off the coast of Indonesia, if anything...
It's Indonesia.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, to me it's somewhere
Brunei?
Between...
Borneo.
Yeah, somewhere between Indonesia and Sarawak. It's one of them pirate islands.
Because it's too grimy.
It could be,
it's way too grimy for Singapore.
God. You know what I mean?
It could
the Orang Laut.
Yes. Bajau? Definitely orang. That's what I said. Bajau. Like, kenapa tak ada orang Bajau?
It's very Bajau.
Is it Bajau? Bajau, kan?
It's Bajau, right? I can't remember.
But to be fair, I want to claim that bridge into Madripoor as the Putrajaya Bridge.
No.
I
mean, fuck off.
That one is some China. That's some Belt and Road China shit right there, man.
Penang Bridge.
No. Actually, you know what?
Maybe, and also, Madripoor does not sound like a Southeast Asian name anyway.
No. I don't understand. Like, what is Madripoor bullshit?
Writers in the 70s, like, hey, what sounds like it came from them places with the brown people? Madripoor.
Madripoor sounds more like, okay, India side.
Yeah, like a Sri Lanka
poor, because it's poor.
Yeah.
But what if it's something like a bit like Philippines? Because like Philippines is pretty cowboy.
Philippines also.
You know what I mean?
The way Madripoor is represented as well, it does feel very Philippine.
Like all the fair people.
Oh, by the way, if you want to book a trip to Madripoor, you can head to the website to find out more information about Madripoor.
What?
There is an actual website now.
Visit Madripoor.
It literally is, it gives you all the information about Madripoor. I think Madripoor.com, visit Madripoor.com or something like that. Madripoor.
I can get behind that.
Have you seen that the Kazakhstan Tourism Board has embraced Borat?
Yeah.
Really?
Very nice. Yeah.
Come to Kazakhstan.
Very nice.
I'm sorry,
exploremadripoor.com. Yeah.
Borat scares me. I mean, it even scares his own wife. So, you know, like, Sasha.
Sorry. Credit to you, Sasha. Coming back to the Oscars a little bit. So, in the UK, they were at the British Film Institute. In Sweden, they were at some park.
You can't pronounce it, can you?
No. They were at a park because it looked like a very foresty area. I mean,
where that's just Sweden.
Yeah.
That's just Sweden.
And then there's Sacha Baron Cohen. We're in Sydney. Where's the most Sydney-looking thing we can use as a background? Sydney Harbour Bridge. So they're standing in front of Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Not even the Opera House?
No, Sydney Harbour Bridge. They're just standing in front. I'm like, you purposely picked this, right? You could have been.
Of course
he did. I'm like,
of course he did.
Full on suit with Isla Fisher, like.
Sasha, did you not see that thing he did with, like, I can't remember, was it Colbert or someone, like, where, like, he's selling
vaccines. Kimmel.
Was amazing. I'm like, I could not finish watching it because I was just so like, oh my god. And I love that his wife is just totally like there with him.
Yeah,
like, I love it. I love
she's
it.
She's been there since Ali G days, so like.
Couple goals.
Mean, if anyone could handle him, it'd be an Aussie.
Yeah.
That is so true.
You know.
Yeah.
But even for an Aussie, it's like you're pushing the fucking line.
No, like you hear interviews where like she was like, you know, I'm just gonna bring my family to the set, and then like I didn't check the call sheet and I didn't know what was going on, and there was a scene where in one of the movies where like an elephant having sex, and then she goes and brings her family and her in-laws, and she's like, oh my god, okay, we're with kids. I'm like, okay, we're going back to Krabby now.
Oh boy.
But moving on to the next character, Falcon Winter Soldier, that we've got to mention is. Boy Zemo.
Oh my god. I love Daniel Brühl so much in this movie.
And not forgetting.
This is the national dance of Germany, yeah?
And not forgetting his little Alfred.
His what?
He's going Alfred.
Oh, yes.
Shall I blow the truck up now, sir?
Old Alfred. Like, wow, his butler's just been waiting.
Oh, you mean that was his butler in the last scene?
Yes.
Of course it was his butler in the last scene. What am I saying?
Like a full-on bow tie.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck is
Oh.
There's Zemo like, at the raft.
He really hates super soldiers.
Yeah.
The only one he tolerates is Bucky.
Yeah.
A chance.
Huh?
You'd take him out too.
Yeah.
He's very single-minded.
Single-minded. Mission-oriented.
But yeah, I love Zemo in this series.
It was an interesting... I had no idea he was half Spanish.
Yeah.
What?
No, you should find this this little clip that Daniel Brühl did with Robert Downey Jr. introducing him to Swedish food. And at one point, he starts speaking Spanish, and I'm like...
He's up there with Santiago Cabrera.
Ah,
multilingual. Multilingual and a motherfucker.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, watch him in Picard.
Yes.
Yes. Or also watch him in Salvation. On Netflix, yes. which is, I mean, like, you know, like a nice, it's like a nice Steve Jobs / Tony Stark.
Well, back to Daniel Brühl.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I love Daniel Brühl. I'm sorry, but
I love, like, you know that scene where they were fighting, like in the hotel room in the Dora, was it Dora Milaje?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they're all fighting each other, and he just goes into the bathroom. Just quietly goes into the bathroom and closes the door.
I'm sorry, but my favorite moment of that entire fight sequence was Bucky. Like,
oh my god,
Bucky, help him. Got this, John. Bucky. Like, that sense of disappointment. Bucky.
No, and then Dormilaje literally disarms Bucky.
And Bucky's like...
And also does the Captain America flip.
Yeah.
Shield flip. Which no. Everyone else is like, oh, we still cannot do that. I don't know how.
Like, I love the little quips that Bucky and Sam... I was telling her, we
they're
need a 48
couple.
Hours remake with Anthony Mackie and
they
Sebastian
Stan.
We
ain't partners, we ain't brothers, we ain't friends.
Yeah.
And like that moment where he said, why don't you use your metal arm? You have it. I've always been right-handed.
Yeah. He's like,
never thought about it.
And then the last episode when they're all celebrating on the thing, and then he's like, there he is talking to Sam's sister with like two kids hanging off the arm, and I'm like, eh.
No, I love like the second like Sam's sister is like, okay,
don't quote with my sister.
I love the relationship they built up with the
odd coupleness is amazing.
But Bucky's journey, especially right at the end with the Japanese uncle, I'm like,
oh, that was sad.
I was like, I mean, actually, even before that, because he was multiple times tried to tell him, and I'm going like, they're going, Bucky, no, I know you want to do it, but Bucky, no.
I mean, he has to.
That one, no.
It was the last name on the list.
That one was. Yes.
And can I say this entire series is like a very good like champion of like therapy. Therapy is good. I love the relationship he has with his therapist. And she's like,
I mean, a therapist who is also a military agent at some point. Like, wow, that's a very specific set of skills.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I know what you've done. I've been there. It's like, what? You're a therapist. Although, I have to say, in that fucking therapist office. Hate that wall, man.
Oh, with the trees.
I mean, if I went to that fucking wall.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
No, this is stupid.
No, exactly. But I mean, it does what it's supposed to do.
No.
Right? It's supposed to listen. That's why.
They had a better session in the interrogation room.
Yes, I know, but.
Stop it. Stop looking at each other.
Are you guys having a staring contest?
I want you to look at each other. Fine. I want to look at you. I'm going to stare into your heart.
Knee to groin.
Yeah. It's like, you want to do this? Okay, we'll do this. I'm like, oh my
boys.
God, you boys. I love it. It's just gigantic. Oh, and all these quips, actually, all these lines, all these very thoughtful things that like therapy, you get told in therapy. They tell each other and like this is an entire ode to therapy. To me.
Which also makes sense because since Sam did used to work in the VA.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a group therapist.
He's a counselor. Yeah. He knows these things. And it's.
And don't forget, Steve also worked as a counselor at one point.
After the blip. Yeah. Can we also mention Veep suddenly popping up?
Oh, yeah.
Setting up. Talk about the best kept secret.
Yeah, I had no idea.
The entire show.
Yeah.
Then this woman pops out with purple hair and I'm like,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I was like, immediately texting Uma, Dreyfus? I'm like, oh my god. Like, shit.
Because
she just
okay.
steals every scene that she's in.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Wyatt. But
this is technically the new Nick Fury, sort of, quote unquote. Because, I mean, they're setting her up to be because, like, Nick Fury's
the
off.
The other Nick Fury.
Yeah, the other Nick Fury.
Yeah,
okay,
this is more Black Ops than.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick was Black Ops, right?
But
I mean, now that we've got US agent. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. US agent outfit, very fucking comic accurate. It's like lifted off the pages, the red and black. I'm like, okay.
Did they give him white wings in the ears? I can't remember.
No.
They didn't give the white
wings. No, he just had the black helmet.
Okay.
Yeah. COVID.
Actually, yeah, they kind of got rid of the wings after Avengers, right? They're like, why are we painting wings?
No, but yeah, like she stole the show. She stole every single scene she was in. And she's like, don't even call me Val in your head.
It was sort of teased already because the showrunner said there's going to be a cameo in episode 5.
Why everyone thought it would be Charlie.
But he did specifically say, it's a character you've never seen in the MCU so far. So it was going to be a brand new character, which we have not seen. So when people are like,
Charlie Cox.
It wasn't Mephisto. So
you and your Mephisto.
Fucking Mephisto, shit, I swear to God.
But it's we're definitely going to see more of her. We're definitely going to see more of US Agent. And, of course, I mean, we are now getting officially a Captain America 4 with the Falcon and Winter Soldier showrunner. So...
Did you guys notice with the credits list as well that it's kind of the same director like every episode? Kari something.
Oh, really?
Kari Lembaha?
No. It's spelled like how we spell Kari.
Oh, okay.
Kari. Like Carly, but only with a K and no L.
K-A-R-I? Ooh,
never mind.
Kari? Anyway.
Kari. Yeah.
So, hey, Kari, good job.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it...
Memang Welsh. Kari best.
Fuck off.
Memang Kari yang enak.
Dan Lazat.
But it was a well put together show.
It was a ride.
It was a big ride. I mean,
it was amazing.
Very nicely shot, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And real locations. Unless it was that screen again.
No. I think they shot in real locations.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, because you can see Prague in the credits list and stuff.
Yeah.
One of my favorite sequences, most iconic, I guess, it's when the first fight and then both teams meet each other. Like, as in, like, John Walker.
Hey.
And, like, I saved your ass. And they were like,
roll up in the fucking Jeep.
I know, and then they're walking there, and then, like.
Come on, guys.
And then my favorite line is, you know, like, I need a sidekick. Oh, that's it. That's it.
Stop.
There it is.
It was quite interesting. Like, when they first met, I did have this sense of the old meeting the new and being like, you can't beat the old timers. Mm. You can't.
Mm. Cannot be the otai. Memang otai. Yeah.
But all in all, it was a very good show. I cannot wait to see if he gets a season 2 because, like I was telling you,
a season 2. We're just going to get a new season of Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And also,
which is, it's now called Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
I love it.
I was telling her, like, for the submission to the Emmys, WandaVision was submitted as a limited series, but Falcon and Winter Soldier. Falcon and Winter Soldier was submitted as just, you know, a drama series. So there's the suspicion that they're holding that not as a limited series, so it could get a second season.
I mean, it could also be a tactical, a strategic move. Maybe. To get more awards. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You two continue talking. My stomach is doing something.
Okay, because when you were looking at the monitor, I was like...
No, I was trying to see the timing. But we should continue the pod. But something's going to explode.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, then.
Something's definitely going to explode.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, how long do we have?
I don't know.
Kalau dia tak record?
No, because it's a time code. So I'm like, I didn't set it to zero. I don't know how long we've been going.
Okay.
I think about an hour or so.
Why should we just kangaroo there?
What kangaroo? Uh oh.
Uh oh.
Kanga.
Oh shit.
What?
Should one
take two?
It's popped at some point.
Oh god.
Right.
Well, hopefully this episode will be alright.
Wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was Kyra.
That was Kyra Baha. You are?
I'm Amelia Chen.
I am Nate Dorian. Thank you for listening to our Falcon and Winter Soldier. Ended quite abruptly, but explosions. Just like Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Wait, are you ending?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Going. Okay.
Just let me
share. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to continue.
I wish you guys would have seen his face. Yeah. He's grinding out the door, running to the toilet.
Yeah, watch this on youtube.com/geeksinmalaysia. I mean, it's interesting. And to those new followers, this is what the content you'll be getting. Welcome.
I mean, I hope you've had a chance to peruse our past podcasts. I mean, God knows we have how many episodes up right now.
Now is. 100. This is episode 127.
Yeah, so we've got 127 hours worth of
On Spotify, on Podomatic, and all that. It starts on episode 50 onwards. But if you'd like to see or hear the older episodes, you can go to our YouTube channel under the archived episodes. Episode 1 to 50 is there.
Yeah,
50 to 127 is
post hiatus.
Yeah, no, not post hiatus. It's just we ran out of space. So because post
right.
Pre-hiatus, we only had, 23 episodes in the span of 2 years?
Anyway.
We're better now!
Falcon and Winter Soldier was a very emotional ride
emotional.
It really strikes home, like, PTSD. The things that people in the army get through, experience, you know, and, like, the amount of non-support they get when they leave the army. I mean, we think of PTSD now as something that people in the military will get, but like, can you like, and now they still don't even get the support. Can you imagine before they identify PTSD as something, which is basically also when Bucky was around, right? Was serving the military.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't get to do that because he got frozen in stone in ice.
But it talks about very real issues.
Yes, in like. When Bucky and Sam were fighting in front of Isaiah's house and they were stopped by the cops, I was pleasantly shocked to find that they were going to go there. And I was like, I was sitting there going, oh my God, like applauding, like, oh. And then they cart Bucky off in like in handcuffs, and then I'm sure everybody goes, you know, what's the point?
Because but one he of the
superpowers, but okay.
One of the more subtle lines which I appreciated was like when the kid goes, "Hey, look, it's Black Falcon." It's like,
why would you call me Black Falcon?
Because you're black.
Do I call you Black Kid?
Black Kid? I'm like, which I mean makes a lot of sense. Why would you need to say that? He's Falcon. Is there any other Falcon? No.
There are Falcons, but...
No, but there's no superhero called Falcon. So why do you have to say Black Falcon? You won't go, oh, look, it's the Green Hulk. Like, it's... Yeah. But again, it's something that's very... I hate to say it, ingrained within the community. Like, oh, it's Black Captain America. Why can't you just say, that's Captain America?
Which is what Isaiah said, right?
Like, yeah.
I know, Black. There's never going to be a Black Captain America.
It's like,
which is why, at the end, towards the end, when like there are two more bystanders recording it, right? Like, oh, look, it's Black Falcon. And then the other guy goes, no, that's Captain America.
I was like, yes! That's the moment I've been waiting for. So it's like, I'm glad they touched on these things, and I feel like, again, this is what separates Marvel from DC.
And in a very, like I wouldn't say subtle, but, like, not heavy-handed.
Yeah.
You know, very, like, it's straight, it goes to the point, but it's not very heavy-handed. Like, they're not, like, shoving it down your throat. Like, woke. I'm like, no.
It's very real conversations. Yes. Like, that's the best thing that I can say about this show. It's very real.
Yeah, including, like, the whole exchange that, that... Sam had with Carly one-on-one before fucking
John Walker stepped in because he was impatient.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, because that was like, he almost had her.
Yeah.
He almost had her, and then someone comes and fucked up.
Because, again, it comes to that Root sense course. Of, yes, talking sometimes works. And you don't need to use brute force all the time. And again, it shows that comparison in America. Mm-hmm. John Walker is... Like, I saw one meme, like, Captain America is what America wants to be.
Yes.
John Walker is what America is. Mm,
fair enough.
And I feel that is very true.
Mm. And also, I mean, also, John Walker has so much pressure on him.
Yes.
To live up to Steve. Let go. To live up to Steve. And, like, I think early on we talked about this during the run as well, Kai. It was like, macham...
You want to talk about runs.
Is that really runny?
Oh, God. I don't want to talk about that.
Explosion?
Ah, sorry, guys. I had Big Boy's barbecue fucking chili dog last night and them jalapenos.
Ooh.
Spicy better going was in. Going in.
Spicy going out. Anyway, no, we're talking about like how...
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
You were talking about...
Like,
and it burns.
Can you imagine? Because, like, okay, so Steve Rogers is Captain America.
Yeah.
He's a super soldier.
Mm-hmm.
We know eventually that either Bucky or Sam will pick up the mantle. Bucky's a super soldier, and like Sam, at least he's got wings and he's got red wings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poor John Walker has nothing.
Yeah. Wow. He just got the original shield.
He just has the vibranium shield. And I'm like, hey, Ksenyu. Like, it was a much, ooh.
But he's a good soldier.
He's a good soldier. Yep. I mean, and also, okay, every time he picked up a gun and tried to shoot somebody, I was like, Captain America, Steve would never do that.
He's still a soldier.
Well, Steve did shoot people.
In World War II, he had a gun.
Yeah, that's why. Steve, there was that shot in Captain America where he's holding the shield and the gun, like, pow, pow, pow. So I'm like,
it was war.
Yeah. But this isn't war.
But anyway. I mean, but he's a soldier. Like he needs his gun.
Yeah. But I mean,
he likes his gun.
And when John Walker beat the living shit out of that guy,
ooh.
Which was spoiled by Instagram, by the way.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, before I saw the episode, someone had a gif of him just coming up with that bloody shield. Oh. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Stop it!
One thing I didn't like about the last episode was how slightly anticlimactic Sam's talk with the GRC leaders.
Oh, his speech? It was a bit long.
Yeah. And it was a bit like anticlimactic to me. And it's a bit long. And I was like, oh, okay.
Like he hasn't gotten to the speech giving abilities of Steve Rogers yet.
Yeah. Not just yet. It's a good attempt. It's a good monologue, but like,
and needed.
Yes.
For that moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just you could have cut a few minutes off of that and made it tighter.
And I mean, it's very relevant to what's happening now. I'm like, you have the money, you have the power. What the fuck are you doing with it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen to your people.
Yeah, and also, yeah, and like,
yeah, governing bodies that be
around the world, maybe,
or closer to home.
Yep.
Although, whilst I was on the shitter, I saw some news.
Oh dear. God. What? Do I want to ask? Maybe after the pod.
No, I sent a celebrity who went to Langkawi.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But got fined.
Yeah.
No, and got fined.
Yeah.
Got fines.
And a burger seller.
Yeah, that one fuck fucked sake. Up.
What?
No, should we talk about this on the pod?
Later.
Yeah, later. But yeah, I mean, okay, that was Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yes.
It was a fantastic show. Very relevant, very real.
Mm.
Go find it, go watch it, because it'll be worth your time. And plus, I mean, if you follow the MCU, you kind of need to watch it, because it's going to set up stuff.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling for Loki?
7 weeks.
Hey, wait, I thought it was next month.
Seven weeks.
End of next month.
Is it?
That's not 7 weeks away.
Oh, is it? No, is it early June?
We're at the end of this month.
Wait.
It's not that far away. It's pretty close.
June 11th.
I always...
June 11th.
That's not next month.
May.
No, June 11th. That's why 7 weeks, yeah.
I mean, I'm always up for more Hiddleston.
Of course you are.
I'm also always
you and up, your lanky Brits.
And I'm also always up for more Loki, because Loki's fun. And also Clive Owen. Right?
Huh?
No. Owen Wilson.
Clive Owen. Wilson and Clive Owen. Now listen here, Loki.
Can you imagine a show like that? Can you imagine?
I would like to see a show like that, though.
No, like, so I'm watching...
You fucking cunt.
Like, it's random. Like, so I'm watching this show right now on CBS called Prodigal Son. It stars Michael Sheen as an incarcerated serial killer. And Tom Payne from Walking Dead as his son. And then now, like, I think in the last few episodes, they've introduced Catherine Zeta-Jones as the doctor in the prison, in the psychiatric prison.
How many Brits can we get in this?
So there was one scene where the three of them, and then a few episodes ago, they had Alan Cumming come in to play a Europol agent. And so there was one scene with Catherine Zeta-Jones, Michael Sheen, and Alan Cumming. And I'm like, I want to be on that set.
Two Welsh actors and a Scotsman.
Yeah. It was amazing. I was like, oh my god, I want to be on that set.
None of them are doing their accents, though, are they?
Accents. No, they are not. Catherine and Michael were doing American accents. And Alan Cumming was doing this really campy, upper crust, like pompous.
Alan Cumming.
You know, like agent accent.
Has Alan Cumming and Nathan Lane been in a movie together?
I don't know.
No.
That's a pairing that would work.
Mm. But yes, Loki's coming in 7 weeks' time.
With Clive Owen.
Clive Owen.
I'm sorry, but the Owenses, they're like...
He's not an Owen, he's a Wilson.
I know.
But if you said Luke Wilson, I'd get it.
But for Loki, stand by for a plethora of conspiracy theories and fan theories. And I'm foreseeing it. And Mephisto.
This is why I don't go on social media, guys. Like, you guys should try it.
At one point, Loki's going to go through time, and there's going to be a fly, and that's Mephisto.
What?
Stop it. Stop it!
What?
Stop it!
Because, you know, fly is Mephisto.
And let me guess, people think that Mephisto is going to be in the upcoming Spider-Man, because they're going to do one more day.
Yeah.
My name is Emilia Chen.
I'm Nick Dorian.
And I'm Kyra Lembaha.
Keep geeking out, yo.
Wow, that was like the most low-energy ending ever. Wu-Tang!